It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. It's another one of these things. Here we are. You know, you got to love it when you have technical issues
before you go on, but whatever. You got to roll with it.
But we have a lot going on, though. Welcome to the show, everybody.
What's up?
It's our first show on FM radio, right? I believe so.
Yes,
possibly.
It is.
Possibly.
So hello.
Let's identify ourselves.
Hello, Denver people listening on what is this station called?
104.7.
DOM. D-O-M. Or is it DOM? D-O-M or DOM? We don't know. But of course, we're also on Adobe Radio and podcasting, of course.
Wow.
But yeah, just a lot to get to. And we're doing video of the show. We're not live video streaming this week, but we will have video posted on our YouTube as well.
It's
so much happening.
EJC show. That is Eddie.
I'm Eddie.
Jason's over here.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
Let's start it. Here we go.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
The Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
That's right. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Hello, everybody. So, what to expect on this show if you're a first-time listener? Well, if you guys were to introduce ourselves to all the new people listening, how would you describe what goes on here?
Not a waste of time at all.
It's definitely not a waste of time. Oh, by the way, we do have a guest. He's the music supervisor for the TV show Broad City.
Oh.
So we'll talk to this guy. He's a 23-year-old kid, and he's the music supervisor for Broad City. So
it's a good show.
Coming up in a little bit. But yeah, how'd you guys describe this show? Because there's undoubtedly a lot of new people listening and watching now. What is it that we do here exactly?
I would say, you know, we're longtime friends that have a good take on what's happening in the world, and we just talk about what we see.
Yeah. And there's always a lot happening in the world, right?
That's a
really good synopsis, actually.
And we do interviews. We talk to people.
Yeah.
Music guests, people of interest, authors, culture critics.
We get involved with the community that we're in.
Yeah.
And a lot happens here. This is probably the best radio show on this dumb FM station we're on. Sorry, people. I mean, dumb FM.
Man, yeah,
dumb.
You are really selling it. You are enduring us to
everyone. I'm just kidding. I'm sure there are a lot of cool shows on this. I just don't know what this is. It's cool. We're happy to be a part of it.
We like to have fun. It's a comedy show.
It's a comedy show, okay? So that's if you don't like comedy and you don't like if you don't have a thick skin, you can't be here. Why don't we dive into some news? What's happening in the world of Chris's news? Chris is our news guy.
Well, allegedly.
Let's see what's happening. Let's inform everybody listening and find out. But first, somebody wrote a song for you, Chris, about your news.
Wow. That is crazy.
Here we go. I don't know about this one.
Chris Barr likes to read the news, but sometimes it reads him. I'd like to tell you that he's fit, but he's really not that slim. He wants to grow a beard so he can look grown up, but his face will not cooperate. In fact, it's had enough. Chris Barr reads the news in a stumbly kind of way. When you hear him read the news, it'll really make your day. Chris Barr is coming now, we should all stand and salute, because when Chris Barr reads the news, it really is a hoot. What he says is quite astute, and the girls think he's really cute.
Okay. Enough
that's
of that.
That's a lie.
Yeah, that one.
My mind is blown that we keep getting submissions for this. This is the third listener-submitted original song as, you know,
why do they keep
to intro my
it's,
news?
It's almost like we ask people to do this, but I don't know why people like are out there listening to the show and they keep trying to one up each other. I don't know about this last one though. I got to be honest.
It's like a new a contest now. Who can come up with the best Chris's news song?
Yeah,
this is the new American Idol.
Yeah, since that's gone,
all right.
I mean, thank God that American Idol's gone. I don't know about you guys, but I never watched it.
I didn't even know it was gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Well, good.
Well, what's in the news?
An Idaho man claims the Ten Commandments didn't mention anything about needing a driver's license to drive a car.
Oh.
He says he only recognizes the Ten Commandments as law, so he has no license plate on his car.
Mm.
According to the state of Idaho, all his driving privileges were revoked. That's why he's suing the Idaho Transportation Department for $5.6 million.
Wow.
But he wants the money in gold and silver coins because he thinks normal U.S. currency is, quote, a fiction.
What?
He says the Bible has nothing to say about licensing a car or driving. I have a constitutional right to drive freely without restriction, so I shouldn't have to get a driver's license, vehicle registration, so forth.
Wow, what a nut job. So he's, yeah, the Ten Commandments, nothing in there says I have to have a driver's license.
Yeah.
Although, is that going to hold up in court, do we think?
I don't think, not at all.
It's kind of a ballsy move.
I'm pretty sure that one thing the Constitution is very explicit about is separation of church and state.
Yeah.
So.
Would you guys ever try this defense?
Well, it seems like... I don't know, all these guys who are worried about the government coming to take their guns and so forth, they seem to make like communities in places like Idaho, so it seems like he's fitting in there. Mm. I mean, you hear about that, right?
Yeah. Well, this guy sounds like...
Why is Idaho attracting all the nut jobs?
I don't know. We don't know. The world may never know the answer to that question, but I've known some people from Idaho, and they all have been a little odd.
Yeah. You think it's the potatoes?
I don't know what it is. Who knows?
Like
what
they
the hell
eat
it
too
is.
Many potatoes and it messes up their chemistry in the brain.
Right. Like the Irish.
Yeah. Look at them.
Should we get to one more quick story? And we'll play a song or something. Sandy Jason and Chris Show. By the way, follow us on Twitter if you haven't done it yet. It's EJC Show on Twitter, EJC Show on Twitter. And you can keep up to date with everything that we do. We're also on Facebook. And, you know, we've talked about this on the show before, but I think we're all... I hate plugging our social media.
Yeah.
It's just annoying because you have to be on social media these days. Otherwise, you're not even a real person. Do you guys ever feel like that? If you're not posting and not engaged, then, or your company.
Who's to say you were ever even alive?
Exactly. You might as well not be alive if you're not on social media, right?
Post or die.
This Mark Zuckerberg guy, he is really an evil genius. He created this company and he makes billions and billions of dollars off of people who submit content. And it just...
Yeah, it is an elaborate...
Sorry. I was the first one. Now I gotta go take care of that.
Yeah, I didn't even know what you were saying. It took me a second. Like, I don't even hear them.
We can't use that one on FM.
Hey.
Son of a bitch. This is going to take some getting used to.
Period of adjustment.
I thought Facebook was going to be gone by now. I mean, really, I thought it was going to be gone, but it's not going anywhere.
No, it's got its claws. It is completely under the skin of our social fabric now.
How do we get...
Like, we can no more easily rip Facebook out of the social framework than we could say
McDonald's.
Sure, thank you.
You're kind of floundering there,
but it really is. It's so ingrained in our society these days that you can't escape the grasp of Facebook, and it's almost like the Matrix. We need somebody to come along and unplug us. So just F you, Mark Zuckerberg. That's all I want to say. Because this guy,
I'm going to connect people. That's my job. I'm Mark Zuckerberg, and I'm a revolutionary. Yay!
Meanwhile,
that sounded like Kermit the Frog.
That's what he sounds like.
Really?
Have you ever heard him talk?
No.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg sounds like Kermit the Frog.
I realize he kind of looks like our friend Kyle.
What?
Comedian, local stand-up comedian Kyle Novak.
Yes.
He does not look like Novak.
What are you talking about? You don't see it at all? You think I'm crazy?
Not even close.
Eddie?
No.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe a little bit.
Really?
In the nose. By the way, comedian Kyle Novak may be here next week on the show. Here's a little bit of Mark Zuckerberg talking, if you want to hear what he sounds like. He's giving a speech.
Because if you embrace the internet, you can transform lots of people's lives.
Boy, yeah.
You did a good impression.
And you can improve people's lives and these communities even more.
I'm improving people's lives. Actually, you can get the video of this, Jason, if you want.
You're overselling it slightly, but I hear what you're doing now.
Than you were able to in the last.
Yeah, I'm Mark Zuckerberg.
We have a long way to go to get there. Because today, only about a third of people in the world have access to the internet at all.
What? And I can't sell my crappy products. My advertisers need to reach the other two-thirds because I need to be the ruler of the world. I didn't have friends growing up. Well, and now I have a billion.
Okay, Eddie.
More than two-thirds of people, or about two-thirds of people, don't. Only 2.7 billion people have any access.
Oh, shut up, Mark Zuckerberg.
See,
this is another thing about this guy, is he thinks he's revolutionizing the world by connecting everybody to the internet. But what he's really doing is just trying to get more people on Facebook so he can become richer. He's trying to put these drones over third world countries to give them free internet access. But it's all going to be routed through Facebook.
Son of a bitch.
He's like an evil genius, isn't he?
Yeah.
So are the drones going to be just flying all the time?
Yeah.
They're just going to have drones flying and like the people that live
everybody
in...
will be able to see the Facebook feed.
And people in Africa, they're going to be like, what is that? Like, we're...
Yeah,
they're racist.
What? How is that racist?
I'm just giving you crap.
Crap.
yeah, I got it.
You got it. Caught yourself. But anyways, we are going to get to one more quick story here, I think.
All right. Here we go. Prince apparently signed up for rehab just before he died. Sources say the singer had sought out outpatient treatment for his dependence on Percocet. He allegedly overdosed on the painkiller and his flight had to make an emergency landing so he could be treated just days before his death.
Good.
I wasn't paying attention.
National Enquirer... as a tangent, is reporting Prince died of AIDS.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody else repeating that report?
I think one of the British papers, like the Daily Mail or the Daily Mirror, picked it up.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the cause of death as of right now?
I don't think they've released it.
Yeah, I don't think the autopsy's come out yet.
This is all speculative and, word of mouth.
Right.
I did hear that in Prince's archives, he had over 39,000 hours of David Bowie covers.
That's badass.
That was an Onion article.
Damn it.
You didn't believe the Onion?
No, I was trying to get you guys to believe it.
Well, you know, he's an eccentric guy, and David Bowie's awesome.
39, come on, that's a lot.
He's been recording for like 30 years. That man was a machine. He had like 20 studio albums. I'm sure he has a lot of material out there.
Thanks for ruining that, Eddie.
Well, you know.
God.
Yeah.
I was trying to get... he would have gone home, thought about it more.
I really wouldn't have.
You would have.
Let's hit a song, and we'll talk to our guest. Matt FX is his name, and he is the music supervisor on Broad City, the TV show. He's only 23 years old, by the way. And he ended up being the music supervisor on Broad City, which really kind of pisses me off personally.
Damn kid.
And
young punks.
Isn't it? It's a cool gig, but, you know, I just, when people are that successful that young, it really kind of annoys me.
Yeah, I hate him.
It annoys you too, Chris?
Absolutely. Come on.
Thank you.
Really?
I'm glad it's not just me. I get really bitter about that.
You're going to be those guys now.
Because I'm like, at 23.
Yeah, we are.
I wasn't the music supervisor for Broad City at 23.
What were you?
The music supervisor for Friends. And
good
I
stuff.
And I regret
classic
every moment.
Classic EJC material right here, folks. Yeah. Yeah, you like the taste you're getting?
Yeah.
I know you do.
There's more of this, ladies and gentlemen.
Hours upon hours.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris on Facebook. Facebook.com/EJC Show.
Adobe Radio, Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. So you may be familiar with Comedy Central's show, Broad City, very funny show. And, you know, when you're watching the show, there's a lot of good music happening in the background. You know, somebody is responsible for that. And it just so happens that the person responsible is arguably the youngest person in his position at 23 years old. His name is Matt FX, and he is the music supervisor for Broad City and also the music supervisor for Amy Poehler's new Hulu series, Difficult People, and he's on the line. How's it going, Matt?
I'm going well. How are you?
It's going awesome. So this is a really cool gig you have. So as a music supervisor for Broad City and Difficult People, you basically will kind of find music to fit the mood of scenes. Is that how it works?
Yes, exactly. I am basically brought on by the showrunner or director to work on music on a show and, you know, oversee the budgets and sort of make sure that creatively all the audio needs are handled for the season.
Man, that is such a cool gig. How did you get in that position?
I fell into that position kind of through kismet, to be honest with you. A few years ago, I was a college dropout with not too much idea of where I was kind of go with things. And a girl who I had met back in high school hit me up, and she was someone who a couple of years prior I had shown the British version of the show Skins to, the kind of classic iconic drama. And a couple years later, she wound up working for the creator of the show after becoming obsessed with it, hit me up sort of just out of the blue and invited me to their writer's room to kind of be a part of this sort of focus group, and immediately asked about music. Can I meet the music guy? Can I just be his intern? Can I make a playlist or just send some songs? And the creator of the show, Brian, said, yeah, make me a playlist. And then the next day he told me to quit my day job.
Wow. Man, that is really cool. So it's, you know, it's all about who you know, really, right?
Yeah, it's the type of thing, it's like not even very unknowingly planting a seed, you know, having no idea that this random interaction will 3 or 4 years later bloom into an opportunity that you would have never had otherwise.
So you were doing Broad City first, I assume, and then that kind of led into Amy Poehler's series. Now, Amy Poehler, isn't she a producer on Broad City? So that kind of that's the connection there, right?
Exactly. It's the same production company, Jax Media. But yeah, so basically from Skins, I didn't wind up supervising again for a few years. And then similarly, as out of the blue, I got a call from that show's assistant editor, who was now working on a new show. It's going to air in 3 weeks and told me it wasn't going to work out with their music guy and asked me to come in and play them some music. And that wound up being Broad City. And kind of from there, worked on a few other shows and a few films as well.
Okay. So the official title is music supervisor. Now, what kind of what is it like to do your job? I mean, do you have certain parameters that they give you, or do they?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So the biggest parameter, other than obviously the creative parameter of fitting within the vibe of the show, is the financial parameter. You know, there's a budget, it's set, and we need to make everything work. And I don't think people sometimes realize just how expensive music that everyone knows is to license. I always joke around that if you've heard of it, I probably can't afford it. And, you know, it's the type of thing where one pop song, something you might hear on the radio this year or maybe in the last five, could cost as much as, you know, six episodes of music for one of the shows I could work on. And so, you know, that's really the biggest constraint. And luckily, I think for me, and something that's kind of turned out to be sort of good for everybody, is that I you know, I'm young myself. I'm actually 24 this year, just as a couple months ago. But, you know, I'm not in Brooklyn. I'm out in Manhattan. I'm seeing bands and DJs and artists and producers and performers that, you know, I've either met through friends or know personally, you know, from before. And it's those artists that, you know, are more than happy to license their music at an affordable rate. And so really, at the end of the day, everybody wins.
Yeah, that's such a great opportunity for indie artists, and there's really a lot of really good indie rock out there, and I know that you've been picking a lot of it for the shows you've been working on, like Fantagram and Blood Orange, Mrs. Mister, mm-hmm. Yod, a whole bunch of other artists. So you're saying you mostly find these artists by getting involved in the scene directly, or do you do anything on social media as far as, you know, trying to find artists on there,
you know,
or is it a combination?
I think it's about split. It's split half and half. It's definitely, you know, being out and about and seeing artists for the first time live, but it's also very much about going through Facebook and Twitter and SoundCloud, the social media aspect of it. I wouldn't be able to do my job without social media, I don't think, to be completely honest, but I kind of love that about it.
So you're only 24 years old and you already have this really cool gig. I mean, are you trying to parlay this into something bigger eventually? Maybe, not that this isn't big, this is a really cool gig, but, you know, maybe someday you have other aspirations, like you want to direct or produce?
Oh,
or write?
Sure. I mean,
is that what you're going towards?
So I joke around that like music supervision is pairing someone else's music to someone else's picture. And one day I hope that I'm pairing my music to my picture. And that doesn't mean I need to be singing on the song and acting in the movie, but, you know, producing something on either side and seeing it all sort of come to fruition is definitely a dream of mine. You know, I've got another joke. If someone asks me what the real long-term goal is, I'd like to be the first human being to win a Jabigot.
A Jabigot? What is that?
So if you watch 30 Rock, there's an episode about an EGOT, if you might remember. Tracy Morgan wants to win this series of awards. It's an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And so okay. The whole episode kind of centers around that. Apparently, there are only about 20 living people who have them. I think Whoopi Goldberg has one, and person who wrote Frozen also wrote Wicked, so that person has one. But I wouldn't just settle at an EGOT. I would have to actually tack a James Beard Award to the front for excellence in cuisine and dining.
Nice. Those are some good goals to have. So now, when you became a music supervisor, the way that you came into it was through kind of networking and knowing people. How do most people kind of get into this gig?
I think it's traditionally a job that, you know, you sort of work your way up and you work as an assistant for another supervisor, and then you have an opportunity kind of co-supervising something, and then eventually you can spread your wings. I know that in the past it's not really an industry that's sort of included young people in its forefront, and I hope to see that change. You know, I am in no way, I'm very excited to see a new wave, hopefully, of supervisors. I mean, there's more TV right now than there's ever been, ever.
Yeah.
With all the online television and the cable television still going strong. And I don't see why that doesn't mean there shouldn't be more younger supervisors. And honestly, there are a couple I can name out loud. There's a girl named Allison Rosenfeld, who's on my view. She's looking out fresh off the boat. A guy named Rob Lowry, he's working on Man Seeking Woman. There's a brilliant, brilliant supervisor named Winslow Bright, who's at a company called Search Party. If you know the Royal Caribbean Bun Up commercials with Bun Up the Dance, with Dylan Francis, I think Flash Adonis is on that track too. She placed that. There's a few of us, you know. I love talking about music in Broad City, and I've been fortunate enough to do some interviews. There are others out there, and hopefully there will be more and more.
So when Broad City is renewed for another season, are you automatically part of that renewal package, or how does your deal work?
I'd like to think so.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, so then you're also a DJ too on the side, right?
That's correct, yeah. I spend a few times a week around New York. I was actually just in London a few weeks ago and LA a few weeks ago before that. DJing out there. I made a resolution at the top of 2014 that I wasn't going to travel anywhere without spinning there. And so generally, if I'm going somewhere, I need to make sure at least one gig is booked out.
Nice. That's really cool. What's your style like?
It really depends on the setting. I do definitely love house music and an opportunity to play legitimate, authentic house vibes for people who are enjoying it. I will never pass up. But, you know, I'm just as comfortable with a laptop in a gallery setting playing kind of ambient stuff and kind of more classic, weirder music than I am playing turn up, have a spot, you know, Drake, Future, hip hop, if the situation calls for it as well. You know, I mean, I think the real test of a true DJ is putting over their own ego and servicing the dance floor. I always say service industry job. Yes, you can be an artist. Yes, you can do some very cool transitions and you can sort of educate your audience, but even more than that, it's about making them happy.
Right, and you're also, so this all kind of goes into your EP that you have upcoming, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's...
Yeah, well, so that's correct, yeah. I it's funny that you mentioned that. I just sort of shifted gears. Things are finally, you know, Broad City season finale was yesterday, and I'm a few weeks away of wrapping up Difficult People season 2, and so I'm looking down the barrel of quite a bit more studio time. So I've got a dance EP that I'll be putting out a little later this year. There's also a few different artists who I'm executive producing their releases of. And honestly, I saw DJ Khaled speak at sort of like a lecture interview a few days ago at NYU. And I'm so, so inspired by that, to just get a bunch of people in a room without any pretense and make some bangers. So hopefully I'll be able to do that soon as well.
That's Scooter Island, right? That 20-person music collective you have going on?
Oh, sure. But, you know, Scooter Island, which I have no plans of, stopping anytime soon. We've got a couple tracks we'll be releasing this summer. At the end of the day, Scooter Island is still held by the genre, the rooftop music idea, the tropical, the warm. And I don't necessarily want to change that, but, you know, after hearing Khaled speak, it's like, well, if I just got a bunch of my favorite rappers around the city and a couple producers in a room, there's no reason I have to call it Scooter Island. I mean, who knows where the track's going to come out? It could be one of the rappers releasing it. It could be anyone. Let's just make the hit. So that's kind of where I'm at today, you know, this afternoon. And I'm sure I'll be somewhere else next week, but I mean, that's the beauty of it, I think.
Cool. Yeah, man. Yeah, it sounds like you have a lot of cool stuff going on. And I guess
it's a little exhausting.
Well, what's that?
It's a little exhausting.
Yeah, it sounds like it, man. You have a ton of crap going on. Well, so if anybody is listening out there and say they're inspired by what you're doing, maybe they want to get into music supervision or you know, anything along those lines, how do they even go about it could seem like a daunting thing to get into. I mean, you know, how, just from the outside, when you're looking in, what advice would you have to any young people or anyone else out there who's interested in doing what you're doing?
I think a big piece of advice that I can impart on other people, and this has more to do with just about life in general than just music supervision, is the idea of accepting all side quests. And you know, I think the one sort of caveat to that is the sort of side quest where you have to collect 50 of something for some sort of vanity item, because unless you really want that blue sword, there's no reason why the sword needs to be blue. Other than that, I think you never know where something's going to lead. You never know what door is going to lead into what hallway is going to lead into what amazing room. And, you know, I think on a supervision level, it's hard, you know. If you have friends who are making even just a little web series or a little short film or something, like, offer to help. You know, offer to find a song for them. And, you know, if you're living in one of the major cities, hit supervisors up, hit companies up. You can Google this. You can Google licensing companies. You can search for them. And you never know who's going to need an intern or an assistant. And, you know, just keep asking. Just keep asking. Keep accepting.
Cool. Very cool, man. Well, it was great talking to you, and pretty inspirational. And I think a lot of people out there are going to really, connect with what you're doing. And I can't wait to see what you do next. Matt FX, and look for his upcoming EP. Make sure you let us know what's going on with that EP. We'll play some of it and have you back sometime.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris, EJCShow.com.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. And follow us on Twitter if you haven't done the Eddie JC Show on Twitter. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/EJC Show. I guess you like people on Facebook, whatever.
Find EJC on all your favorite social media at /EJC.
Including YouTube as well. We're on there. You can catch video of all of our broadcasts. So you're growing out your beard there, Chris, a little bit.
Yeah, let's get a side profile for the YouTube channel.
Now,
oh man,
what's making you want to do this?
That is certainly hairy.
It's really. It wasn't a conscious choice or decision. Like, I was growing it out in November, and it reached a certain point, and I decided it just wasn't happening. It's not very thick, and I shaved, and then I just haven't happened to have shaved. Like, this is just, it sounds terrible, but this is just the result of laziness.
I expect nothing less from you.
So you just, like, you're feeling a little bit lazy, and you thought, I just won't shave?
Yeah, this sounds even more ridiculous, but I have been...
Can you zoom in on that beard?
I don't know if I can.
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Well,
sorry.
I'm anyway, trying.
Yeah, this is idiotic, but I...
You get into the shallow. There you go. There you go. Look at that thing.
Wow. Yeah. It's a disgrace.
It's a little patchy.
It's quite
If
patchy.
You don't mind me saying.
A little patchy. No offense.
No, I mean, taken.
You can't be offended by something you can't control. True.
When's the last time you've shaved?
It was couple days before Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Before I proposed to my fiance.
Now, is everything else patchy like your face, if you get what I'm saying?
That's disgusting, yeah, no.
Oh, fair enough.
What do you mean, down below is not patchy?
Not patchy?
So it grows in full?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Do you ever take a weed whacker down there?
Do we really want to get into this?
Yeah, why not?
Just dance around what you say. Don't be too graphic.
I stopped that like a year ago because I was...
Grooming?
Because...
Manscaping? You don't do it down there.
It was like, not anymore. I don't know what was going on. I would never take it down to the skin because I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
But like my clippers or something must have been like pulling hairs and I was getting like... ingrown hairs. Ooh. And like it was not good, and I just had
what so you were
stopped to it, and I haven't had a problem
when
since,
you were trimming. You were getting ingrowns.
Yeah,
really.
Do you use the same clippers down there for your face?
No, of course not.
He does.
Only animals would do that. I have like
does.
Five sets of clippers.
Well they are mine. What's the difference?
I'm not judging.
Do you?
Do I use the same clippers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Gross.
Do you, Eddie?
No, I have three sets of clippers. One for my face, my manscaping area, and my ass. I can't say that. Can I? I don't know.
I think you can. I don't know.
And my anus.
I'm pretty sure you
don't know if I can say that.
I'm pretty sure you can say ass. And
I know.
And you put a space between them. Those are two separate words.
Didn't you?
See, this is one of those things that's
ass,
definitely great.
Period. Period. No problem.
Done and done.
I 100% agree with you, but it's a gray area one.
You're
so you're saying that you shave your...
No, I was just kidding.
Ah.
But I do have a lot of hair.
You sounded disappointed there.
Do you guys have... hair in the crack of my ass.
Oh, yeah. Super hairy.
That I always think, maybe, you know, I should take care of that, but I never get around to it. Never have ever in my life, but it does cross my mind sometimes.
Maybe we should wax our butt cracks.
On the air?
On the air.
Jeez, no.
If anybody here in the Denver area is listening and you want to do that, maybe we can set something up.
Speaking of stunts, where's my donuts?
Yeah.
I did tell someone we were doing that stunt tonight. I know someone who wanted to, he was like, what's a good podcast to listen to? And I was like, I don't know. I don't really remember all our shows. But tonight.
Oh, I thought he meant in general. You're like, I don't know.
No. Our show specifically.
I don't know any podcasts.
Our show specifically. And I was like, I can't really recall of, you know, most of them because there's so many.
I don't think I've had any good ones.
But tonight we're doing a Krispy Kreme challenge. And he's probably severely disappointed at this.
Well, we should definitely still do this.
You should get used to that, listening to
our show.
If you don't know, yes. If you don't know what we're talking about, so this is a little challenge we're going to do. We're going to have Chris either jog around the block or get on a treadmill and eat. How many Krispy Kremes? No, at least half a dozen?
I think you have to eat the dozen Krispy Kremes, then go run.
Well, the thing is, this is a news story.
Well, I'm supposed to eat them
while you're running?
Running?
Oh, man, that's a whole nother level. How do you
In case you
box?
Don't know what Krispy Kremes are for international listeners, they're donuts.
You guys should get a golf cart and drive beside me with the donuts and hand me the donuts.
But the reason why we even want to do attempt this is because it was a news story like maybe 6 months ago. A guy ran a marathon and had Krispy Kremes while he was running and dropped dead.
There's a whole organized event called the Krispy Kreme Challenge. And it's like some charity event. I don't think it's I looked into it more later. I don't think it's directly associated or sponsored by Krispy Kreme. But you summed it up. A man died.
How many donuts did he eat exactly?
I don't know.
So
how many are you willing to eat while running?
Are we talking the glazed ones? Those are pretty light, ultimately. I mean, there's a lot of sugar there, but, you know, Krispy Kreme makes a very airy donut. It's part of the appeal. I don't know.
I don't know. I think we're going to have to hammer out the what should be my goal, like a whole dozen, and how far should I be trying to run? Like, what's the time limit? There's all kinds of variables.
Exactly.
To
how far can you run?
We can't just dive into this. We have to let's figure out the details right now, and then maybe do it next week.
How far can you run? Like, do you think you can run? When's the last time you ran?
I have to run occasionally. I actually,
you
I'm
have
in
to?
Well, like, say I'm running late for work, or
so you have to run to your car from your apartment.
Do you run to work?
So I have to park.
Literally,
no, I. My work is idiotic for, no, I still do have to park at somewhere off-site from where I work, and there's supposed to be a shuttle there. But if I park at work, supposedly, I'd get towed. And for a long time, because I didn't want to get towed, I would park off-site, and if the shuttle wasn't there, I would walk
at Denver International Airport.
Yeah, I would walk the mile or so from my car to the time clock, and if I was running late, I would run a significant portion of that. And you know, the first major snow, it got very muddy, there's no good sidewalk, and I stopped doing that. I said the hell with that. But yeah, there was a time, yeah, and because at my job now I am on my feet all day walking, I'm in surprisingly I'm probably in the best cardio shape of my life since I was a teen.
So now you're saying, so how so maybe like a mile,
let's
2 miles.
Let's do 1 mile.
It takes about 10 minutes to do a mile.
Average.
I think 10 minutes is good enough for a radio segment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to run for a mile, let's say, and how many donuts do you want to eat in this mile?
Let's shoot for the even dozen.
Okay. I say if we're shortening the distance, we should double the donuts.
What are we going to call a win?
So how many donuts?
1 mile.
2 dozen.
In under 2 dozen.
2 dozen. We're shortening the running distance.
Man, I really want to drop. Can I say F and U? F U, Jason?
Yeah, you can say that.
F-U. I'm just throwing out ideas. That's all. Don't.
Yeah.
You can deny them.
I think
them.
A full dozen. I'll run a mile, try to do it in under 10 minutes, and try and eat a full dozen donuts. That seems pretty ambitious.
That is pretty ambitious.
And do the show.
So do
you guys got to get a golf cart because you got to be handing me these.
We're going to have to be in
you're here
doing
like
this.
Like a carrot stick situation or something. How am I going to have a...
What do you think
am
we
I
are?
Am I running around the city or there is a gym attached to the studio? Am I in there?
Well, we could do either. Would you like to be outdoors or would you like to be...
I can't decide which one is less humiliating.
I think the gym would be easier for us to pull off.
How so?
Because we wouldn't have... the donuts would... We could set it on like a table.
Yeah, this would...
And just eat it off the table or something.
This is kind of complicated because like... oh, yeah, we were talking about getting me like one of those helmet cameras with the... with the what
the
do you
arm.
Call it? Yeah.
Why don't you just get you a selfie stick?
We're gonna have to send our.
I'm trying to run with a box of
Fine.
A dozen donuts and eat them.
Exactly. This is why I think we should do it in a controlled environment. We're scientists.
We'll have our video guy here next week too.
There are all kinds of tech. I think this is gonna take a little bit to figure out.
We will have a GoPro next week.
So just there you go.
Our video guy has a GoPro. He'll bring that. And then,
we need one of those fiber optic cameras that's like a snake
what?
Coming off the,
just
the helmet that's looking
fiber
at you.
Fiber optic cameras.
Let's get one of those 3D cameras that James Cameron used for Avatar. That's what we really need.
There you go.
How do we get that?
Really got to make it pop for the audience.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I think we have the details. We have to figure out where we're going to do
it,
though.
We got to stop teasing this bastard.
We just need to do it.
And,
okay, we got to do
it. Some point.
Next week, we'll just do it.
We said this last week.
I know, but
you should send me a friendly reminder so I don't eat like a Chipotle an hour before I come in.
All right,
or
I'll
do it or make it better.
Put a reminder in your phone too. But we'll
yeah, there's this thing in your pocket that can remind you of things.
I am broadcasting presently. All right, and I'm a professional, so I don't do that sort of thing while I'm, you know, I'm gonna entertain the masses here.
Right.
Somebody's
well, let's move on.
Carry
Chris's
I don't
Krispy
want to touch that
challenge.
One.
Yeah. Well, that should be fun. Well, we'll have video of that. Hopefully, we'll be doing some live video streaming of that next week. We can figure
if everything's working.
Yeah,
with our live stream.
I apologize.
Have all week to question what I'm doing with my life.
Yes,
doing more than others.
Barely.
Well, it's the EJC Show. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris. Follow us on Twitter, at EJC Show. You can also find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/EJC Show. EJC Show with everything. YouTube as well. We'll be right back with more right here. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
To see hot, steamy, naked photos of Ellen DeGeneres, EJCShow.com. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
New on Adobe Anthem.
Caveman, never going back.
Change my mind. Just to see what's new. I want to do what's best to make it through. Till I'm wide awake.
Adobe Anthem, the epicenter of indie. Available anytime at Adobe.com and on the TuneIn app.
New on Adobe Anthem.
Animal Collective, Golden Gal.
It's a strange kind of spot. Two steps and pleads the golden way. The humor that is known to me put me in my place. We work so tricky. How we know.
Adobe Anthem, the epicenter of indie. Available anytime at Adobe.com and on the TuneIn app. Eddie, Jason, and Chris, EJCShow.com.
Gone. can I get you, sir?
I have two brochures so far in front of me, and I have two different phone numbers. I have to find out which number is right. I have 6711, and I have 9933.
Okay, I'm sorry. You just kind of threw me for a loop for a second.
No, no, no.
You said you had two phone numbers for...
Yes.
Okay, our phone number is... one.
And I want you to tell me which is the right phone number.
Oh, okay. One... they'll transfer you to wherever your needs desire.
That's a big statement. Let's go. Okay. Let's just see what happens.
Okay. Did you want to order anything to go or anything, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what can I get you then? I'll go ahead and put it in for you so it doesn't take too long for you.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why?
You said, why do you want me to put it in for you? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, well, if you wanted to order it to go, I figured I'd just go ahead and put it in for you so you didn't have to wait too long for it.
Can you be a little specific, please?
Just one second, sir. How may I help you?
I have two brochures so far in front of me, and I have two different phone numbers.
We have two numbers. You can call me whichever one you like.
Are you the boss?
I'm not.
Why?
You want to place a cigar order?
Yes.
Okay, what would you like?
Are you a homosexual?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand what you're saying.
Have you ever had sex before?
Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. Hello, everybody. We were voted for Denver Westward. They named us best podcast in Denver. So there you go. Take that, Denver.
We are kings.
Don't bother listening to the other ones. Yeah. No point.
There's really no
point. Professionals have, they've done the work for you and found the best one.
And this is the second year in a row, by the way, we should say. And I forgot to mention to you guys the other day, I received a phone call on the show's behalf from Congresswoman Diana DeGette. Congratulating us.
That's awesome.
It actually wasn't her, it was like one of her interns, but I'll tell you.
We didn't get a personalized letter this time?
Well, they asked for the address, so we'll see what happens.
You're hobnobbing Congress all over the place.
I know.
Yeah, how was your trip to D.C., Eddie?
That's fine. Yeah, we're lobbying Congress.
You're in the inner workings of our government.
It was interesting to be part of democracy and get in there and realize that it's pretty much exactly as you expect because nothing's really happening, and they all openly admit it.
Hmm. You spoke to a high-placed representative for the Senate, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Yep.
Legit.
And he basically openly admitted, he's like, hey, it's an election year, we can't even name a post office, so nothing's happening here.
Here's a pen,
thanks for coming by.
Did you get a pen?
Here's an I voted sticker for when you vote for me. No, I didn't even get a pen.
So basically he said it was pointless.
No, it wasn't pointless. It's just
no, but did you find it discouraging?
No.
No.
Just part of the process, it's not always going to be going your favor every time.
Did you find yourself involved in any illicit Washington sex scandal?
I am now caught up in a Hillary Clinton sex scandal. So that happened.
Oops.
This sounds like dating to me.
What?
The whole process. Like
when you're lobbying Congress?
Yeah. First they play hard to get.
Yep. And then
you got to be consistent.
Then you have to figure out why you matter to them, and
then you have to buy them dinner.
Yeah,
lots of dinner.
Lots of God, I can't say what I want to say. Let's go to Chris's news. What's in Chris's news?
Here
we go. Time for everybody's favorite segment. It's like NPR except better.
The Eddie J. Seeming Chris Show. In case you didn't know, well now you know. Cause Chris reads the news, even though it ain't nothing new. Always making them mistakes, fumbling shit like, ooh. What is.
All right, that one cusses all over the place, so I can't play any more of that. But,
These are blowing my mind. Anyway, you ready? Let's do it. According to YouTube's most recent update of its most disliked videos list, the first full trailer for the all-female Ghostbusters reboot is the most disliked trailer to ever appear on the video site. The trailer notched more than 586,700 dislikes. Of course, that's more than a few likes behind the most derided film, Justin Bieber's Baby, at number one, with 5.99 million dislikes. Bieber actually occupies 6 of the 22 slots at Ghostbusters.
Have you guys actually seen this Ghostbusters trailer?
I have. It is abysmal.
Should we watch it a little bit? Let's do some live commentary. Whenever you're ready, Jason, I think I'm ready for you to take a look over here. So Ghostbusters, in case you're not familiar, they're rebooting the franchise this time.
So it's a reboot and not a sequel?
Yeah, it's completely rebooted. And you got the guy, Paul Feig, I think is his name.
He's pronounced Feig.
And he is the director.
It's his last name.
He did Bridesmaids. What else did he do?
That's my problem with this. The trailer so far is it just seems like they took.
You haven't seen it yet.
I have seen it.
We've all seen it. Let's watch it again.
Well,
here.
They just took like
so it opens
Bridesmaids
up,
and put it, and combined it with Ghostbusters.
Pretty much.
And it's, I don't know. I don't like that.
So you open
just
up with
none
a.
Of the
so I'm playing
humor
the,
is yeah.
Playing the trailer now. It opens up with 30 years ago. That's what it says on the screen. And then it has a shot of New York City. 4 scientists save New York. Now I'm going to pause it right there because if you remember Winston, the black guy, he was not a scientist. Mm. So already we're pissing people off who liked Ghostbusters.
He was a scientist of the street.
So 4 scientists save New York. You got a shot of the old iconic Ghostbusters building, which absolutely has nothing to do with this film.
They're not even in a firehouse?
No.
Do you think the old Ghostbusters building is a Starbucks in the film now?
I don't. That would be such a dumb joke. Mm. I really hope you had nothing to do with the production of this movie.
I think I had a goal there. Worse. Yeah, you know what? The way this trailer looks, maybe I was involved.
Maybe you wrote this.
Yeah, I wrote all this.
It says this summer. That's up on the screen. And you got a picture of Ghostbusters, and it's a new team. They're coming.
What'd they do?
They're going to answer the call.
Why does everyone hate them?
And then you have the 3 women, the one from SNL, and then you have...
the 2 bridesmaids.
Kristen Figg, and I can't remember...
Kristen Wiig.
Figg?
Yeah, okay. Kristen Wiig, and then what's her name?
What's her name?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah.
So they're all standing there.
It's for apparition. It's okay. She seems... peaceful.
They see a ghost in a library or something.
My name is Erin Gilbert, doctor of particle physics.
Then Kristen Wiig gets slimed. So basically they recreated that classic scene from the first Ghostbusters.
What was his name? Slimer?
No, remember they're in the library and it was like Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and Bill Murray. They went
I think
to the,
you're conflating it. Oh, yeah.
The library, and there's that ghost, like, oh, it's code 5 apparition or something, and then it scares the crap out of them.
Oh, yeah, and they run at, yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyways, enough of that.
I haven't seen the original Ghostbusters in quite some time. Probably since, like, childhood.
You can get off the shot now.
Teenager, maybe.
It's fine. We don't need the shot anymore.
See, I'm...
Watch that movie, though. It's still great.
I'll have to.
I can see why that's the most hated... trailer on YouTube because it really is an abysmal trailer.
Are you one of the
taking a classic and they're completely destroying it?
Were you one of the guys who disliked it?
I'm going to be
right now. Do it now
with our EJC show account. I'm going to dislike that video.
Don't get us into it. What if Chris likes it?
Did you like it, Chris?
I did not.
How could anybody like that trailer? Because see, if it's a, there's no way that can be a good movie if they came up with that trailer, right?
Right, because the trailer always shows you the best clips of the movie.
Usually they spoil all the good jokes.
Yeah, exactly. And that?
It looks like a bad SNL sketch, the whole thing.
Is Lorne Michaels involved in any way?
I don't know. Get him on the phone.
Let's get him. Is Bill Murray involved?
Bill Murray has a cameo.
But that's it? He's not like a producer?
According to Wikipedia, all of the original stars have a cameo, including Sigourney Weaver.
And Harold Ramis is Ghost.
Yeah, how's Harold Ramis in it?
He's a ghost.
Well, barring Harold Ramis. God rest his soul.
But wow.
What about Rick Moranis? Is he...
He refused.
He refused because he sticks to his guns.
He's like, nope, I'm not going to be part of that crap.
Yeah. I'm making Honey Who Shrunk the Car.
Honey, where'd our Buick go? It wasn't me. Uh-oh.
I stepped on something. Ow!
It's a micro machine. No, it's the Buick.
My golf clubs were in there.
This summer. Yes. It's back.
That's a good trailer.
I like that
That's
one.
Good.
That's good trailer. Stuff.
I would actually watch that over the crap we just saw with the Ghostbusters trailer.
Oh, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That was a great movie, though, too.
I recently
that is one
that.
I've not seen in a very long time.
I recently put that on. It was on HBO Go or one of those things. They had it featured for, and I it was it holds up.
Yeah,
it really does. It was still
good. The graphics look good.
Did they? I mean, look decent. Some of it looks a little dated and cheesy.
But from back then, they were, it was mind blowing. I would imagine
mind blowing.
I don't remember, but
yeah.
You ever go back and watch the original Matrix?
Yeah.
Does that hold up?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Not entirely. I mean, it's not embarrassing, but it definitely doesn't have that same, you know,
wow
thing,
factor.
Yeah.
What else is in the news? We got off on a tangent there, but screw that new Ghostbusters movie. If anybody around town is listening and wants to send us to maybe, like, you know, a screening for that, we'll MC how terrible it is. That's fine.
Maybe we should go to the premiere.
Decent.
David Burgess from Australia is live on Skype with us, and here he is. Hello, David.
Whoa, nice shirt.
Good evening. How you going, guys?
Good evening. You're wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shirt, and you're joining us via Skype. Congratulations.
Reservoir Turtle.
Very nice.
So, yeah, back to Chris's news. I was listening intently. Sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
What's in the news, Chris?
What do we have here? Sony filed a patent for an intelligent contact lenses that record and play video all with the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
I knew this was coming.
You have to cut off the shot every now and again so I can hit sound effects.
Oh.
My word.
Thank you. So, by the way, David, sorry we don't have a live video feed this week. Maybe next time.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
The contacts will include... The contacts will include a camera, a wireless processing unit, and a storage unit. This means the lenses could store their own video. The smart contacts would use sensors to detect when a user closes an eyelid to start recording video. And the lenses will be able to distinguish voluntary movements from accidental blinking based on how long the eyes remain closed.
All right, well, if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/EJC show, I actually posted a video of this in action. I guess we can go to it now, right? We'll play the video on YouTube real quick.
Wow.
Isn't technology... something else.
Yep. This
do you ever wish technology wasn't in our lives?
That's
yes.
That's a discussion. But these are contact lenses. You put them in, and then it puts a camera in your contact lenses.
So I thought that was pretty mind blowing, and it brings to mind.
Here we
something.
Go. You guys want
to
watch the video of this?
Yeah, let's
and
do
see
it.
How it works. We can explain to people who are just listening what's going on here. But if you want to watch the video, like we just said, it's on facebook.com/EJC show. So, Sony's developing these contact lenses, I guess, and they're capable of recording and playing back video. So you put them on, and then you can see it records it, and then you'll be able to relive all these intimate moments in your life.
Do you think this is actual material or content, like promotional content? I feel like this is just something that some weirdo cut together in his basement. I don't feel like this comes from Sony.
You don't think so?
No, because they keep talking about Sony has, not we have, or like
right.
It's all in the third person, and I don't know.
Well, maybe they didn't release this, but maybe they did, because it says they filed for the rights to this technology,
yeah, no,
right?
Yeah, I don't...
But surely 95% of the content that it captures would be shit because it'd just be normal everyday things. It's not going to capture specific things that you want, really, is it?
I mean, You just wear these things, and then it captures whatever you're looking at.
How do you turn it on?
I think it's just always on.
You do a long blink, and it turns it on and off.
Really? And if you focus, is squinting?
I don't know, man. It's crazy stuff, though. And it brings to mind something that I heard recently, and I apologize if everybody knew this already for a while, but apparently when Snoop Dogg was at Coachella, he had a duo with a hologram of Tupac. He had a hologram of Tupac on the stage, and he was performing, like, rapping with him and doing, performing with it. I don't know. Technology is crazy, and they're talking about other wearables, as they call them, coming to the market soon.
If these contact lenses are actually true, imagine what it's going to do for the adult entertainment industry. That should make some pretty interesting content, right?
They can't. Is there anything they can't already do with, like, a handheld camera or an iPhone? Just hold it really close to your face.
I don't know.
Good point.
Why don't you try?
Okay.
David, go ahead. David, what are you... David's in Australia, by the way, and he's joining us via Skype. David, so we can't really cuss on this episode, and probably from now on. Have we lost our edge?
Nothing, no C words.
Have we lost our edge, or are we still cool?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. It's still the interaction between you guys hasn't changed, and it hasn't lost its effect or its quality. It's purely the fact that it's probably funny you trying to stop yourselves doing something that's been so natural for so long, right?
You mean us being slime balls? Yes, it is very
natural. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. By the way, David, real quick. So that's your review of our show so far.
Yeah, I've written down a few things, but it's...
Oh, you have?
I think one of the best ways to describe it is it's a lighthearted, entertaining, comedic interaction between a few friends, and as... I don't know whether it's breaking down the third or the fourth wall, but it just feels like you're sitting in the room as a listener listening to you guys. So, and it's refreshing because a lot of other shows are just the people in the studio talking and giving shit to listeners or picking a topic and not getting any interaction, but you guys include us in, and it makes it a much more enriching experience.
Oh, good. So we're enriching your daily life.
How does that make you guys feel?
Honestly, it's a feels pretty good, actually. I like what you had to say, man.
Thank you.
It's good.
Can you pass that review along to, like, the New Yorker or, like, a major publication of some sort, or, you know, to anybody that actually matters?
Well, don't you post it online and through social media, and everyone finds it one way or another anyway?
Can you become, like, a famous critic? Like a famous...
I'll start with you guys. I'll start it from Australia.
Become famous.
And, under.
Yes. Just become famous and then say what you just said, because right now you don't matter because you're not famous.
Whoa.
Damn.
You matter to us.
Harsh, man.
You matter to
sorry.
Jason and Chris,
yeah,
not Eddie.
Absolutely.
No, you matter to us. I'm just speaking on behalf of America.
And Eddie.
Ninja Turtles Reservoir Dogs shirt is classy as hell.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could swear at you, but I can't, so I'll just do that.
That's fine. You can do that all you want. So I didn't know. Look at all these tattoos this guy has. I had no idea that you had so many tattoos, David. What's going on there? What are these tattoos?
Show again.
Well, it's funny on tattoos because, I mean, I've had all my tattoos for about 12 years now. And when I first, and I've got a big back piece, but when I first started getting tattoos, it wasn't very common. So I would go to a festival like Soundwave or Livid or something, and I would be one of the few that had tattoos. And there was certainly this whole fear element behind the people with tattoos. And then I went, I think 2 years ago, to another festival, and I had nothing compared to what people have now. Like, it's amazing how much people will cover up now. And when I first got my tattoos, it was considered a lot. And now it's nothing. It's quite tame. So,
do these tattoos help out with the ladies, or, you know, how does that work? 'Cause I've noticed that specific chicks are really into tattoos.
Are you thinking about getting
one? And they tend to be the sluttier ones.
Are you thinking about getting something?
No. This is to, I don't want a tattoo.
No?
If chicks like tattoos and they'll really dig it, if they don't, then you won't get a second look. So
yeah, but if they like it, they really like it, is my observation.
Yeah, they want to get in there,
it's
and
like,
have
oh
a
my
look.
God.
So yeah.
I think it's funny because I think Eddie, Jason, and I are probably the last three guys in Denver without tattoos, any of us. That's and true. we're all in one room. It's like
before seeing you guys, I actually, like, you know how you get the preconceived idea of what someone looks like yeah. while you listen to them, but you haven't met them. And when I saw you guys, I was quite surprised because I expected all three of you to be quite heavily inked up, and yeah, it wasn't to be. So
the only thing that's fully inked up is my penis. Beyond that, I refuse. I refuse.
$1 bill to $100 bill.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, David, we appreciate you listening as always and supporting the show. And thank you. You were just on the FM radio. Was that your first time?
No, I've gone through.
Oh, okay. Screw you.
How can I get your FM station? It'll take me, what's the FM station? I'll try and find it.
It doesn't matter because you got the show on the podcast and you listen live on Adobe Radio. Adobe.com, IDOBI.com, everybody. All right, thanks, David.
Thanks, boys.
Good to
pleasure
talk to
as
you.
Always.
All right.
Absolutely. Always a
there
pleasure.
We go.
Take care, guys.
You
bye.
Too. Bye.
Cheers.
There he is. There he is. David, Australian listener and loyal listener of the show.
We reach all parts of the globe.
Yeah. We do. This is international.
Worldwide reach.
We're saturating the world market.
Yeah. You know, I've always wanted some ink, but I am way too indecisive. Like, I just cannot commit to anything.
You know, I was really close to getting some.
What were you trying to get?
Me?
Yeah.
Like my coat of arms. Like wow. My family's like name.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I thought that'd be really cool, yeah. But then everyone got tattoos, and I was like, I'm not going to be like those guys.
Mm.
So I went against the grain and
yeah.
stayed ink-free.
It is too. Yeah, it is interesting to me that not one of us have a single tattoo.
Me too, actually. That is interesting. I never really thought of it.
It's such a rarity
really?
These days. Yeah,
I don't think it's that rare. I think a lot of old people don't have ink.
You son of a bitch. Damn you.
And he cuts to Chris.
Mm.
Get out of my shot.
By the way, if you're watching on YouTube, you're probably not right now, obviously, but Chris has a really cool Adobe hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want one.
That's really cool.
Courtesy, Eddie. Thank you.
Courtesy, Tom. I'm
digging it. Courtesy, Tom.
By the way,
and Eddie.
By the way, Tom took a couple of those out of the office. So.
Tom's not listening, so don't worry about it.
I don't
it.
Think you have to, like,
I'm not asking permission. I'm telling him in case he's looking for them.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, I'm an owner, so.
Yeah. Do what you want.
Yeah. By the way,
I pooped everywhere.
I pooped all
over. My name is Eddie.
I pooped all over the office, Tom, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
All right. So what do we... any more news?
Yeah, I got a longer item here. I skipped over earlier. But
are we running out of time?
I think we...
You guys are at meters.
I'm
good. I'm set.
Are your meters okay for a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I long enough to hit a song and come back and finish up the news?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Steady Jason and Chris Show. And remember, you can follow us on Twitter, at EJC Show. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/EddieJasonAndChris. Or actually, EJC Show. I don't even know what my own thing
Come
is.
Come on, stop messing up.
I was trying to get a song lined up while I was talking, and I apparently can't multitask. So facebook.com/EJC Show, EJC Show on Twitter. We're also on YouTube as well. I'll be right back with more of Chris's news. We'll find out what's going on in the world even more. It's Eddie, Jason, and Chris, and let's continue on with Chris's news. Get to a couple more headlines here, and we'll see what's going on in the news. Keeping you informed here, we're the most informational news source ever. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Yeah, we're saying it over the air, so
who's going
to
argue?
That means it has to be true.
when people on...
You can't say something on the radio and it be a lie, because that's against the law.
Yeah. It's sort of like an FCC rule. No matter what you say, has to be factual.
Yeah.
We are an authority.
It's why Donald Trump is so popular, because he's saying all the truths and it's going over the air. And people are like, wow, I didn't know that, but it must be true. Because he said it on the radio or he said it on TV.
Do you have any really good news stories? Because I actually found a couple things here that I thought would be good to get to.
This is decent. I think I'll hit one more and then we can get to what you were going to do.
Yeah, like, go for
one longer one and then we'll cut to you. Some men in London are paying $250 an hour to wrestle with scantily clad models. Model Wrestling Management has 16 models for customers to choose from, and the hefty fee gets them an hour of fun with models who specially train in boxing and martial arts. The company's founder says it's a place for men to unwind while they forget about the stresses of their day-to-day lives. Most of the company's customers are successful, high-powered businessmen, and the founder admits there's a sexual element to the sport.
Oh, he's admitting that.
She says, MWM is borderline fetish, but there is absolutely no sexual activity within the sessions.
So men are paying to wrestle with women is the... Yeah. So...
There is...
You pay $250 and you get to wrestle with a chick?
Yeah. She continues, there is an element of domination involved.
What if you get excited?
The clients are completely overpowered by the beautiful wrestlers and have no choice but to submit. There are several different types of sessions a customer can choose from, including oil wrestling, beatdown, and bondage wrestling, where clients are tied up. They can also choose from catfight, double agent, fantasy wrestling, and foot worship, where the client worships the wrestler by kissing, licking, sucking toes or bare feet, trampling across your body.
Okay, so this is happening in society. And, you know, adults just being adults, I suppose. But it's interesting, isn't it? Why is this even a news story? I'd imagine there are these seedy things happening constantly all over the place. I don't understand why this one is...
Sexy fight clubs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's send you to this, Chris. The challenge. Chris challenge.
You get a free trip to London.
Yeah. A $250 event. That's... Thank you, Adobe.
That's your bachelor party.
London.
Chris is engaged. We're going to go to this thing.
Why not?
Your fiance probably would not approve of this one, but... And maybe she would. I don't know. But
I think she'd be fine with it. She's broad-minded.
She'd have to go, though, too, right?
I don't know. I don't know if she'd care. Well, I mean, she'd probably be jealous about the London.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's my
point. I thought you meant, like, oh, she'd want to see what happened, or...
You never know. She might like to watch.
Would your girlfriend approve of this for you, Jason?
No. Well, I don't know. Probably if I wanted to. She wouldn't care.
Really?
No.
She wouldn't get
Would
jealous.
Your girlfriend care?
Probably.
Really?
I think so.
She wouldn't let you wrestle with some girls?
Probably would have to be there. Yeah.
This does seem a bit more intimate than, say, going to a strip club.
Well, you're
like, even
you're
if
touching.
You get a lap dance, like they're like all wrapped around you.
But you're allowed to touch them, or a strip club, you can't.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
I did touch a stripper the last time.
Did she swat your hand?
She put my hands on contact. She brought my hands up.
How did that happen to you? Because that's never happened to me ever.
It blew my mind. I don't know.
Did you pay for a private dance?
Yeah.
And it was at a local club?
Yes.
And she's like, all right, here you go.
Yeah.
And she let you go to town?
She brought them up. Yeah,
Really?
Yeah.
That never happens.
That's against the code of strippers.
Yeah. I did not know what to make of it, but I didn't argue.
The red letter sign when you walk in, paste it on the door, it says no touching.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted to date you, probably.
What can you do?
Wow.
Everyone loves Chris, man.
Well, good for you.
I am pretty outstanding.
let's see. I had this thing I wanted to... Okay, there's this video here. I'm going to load up the video, Jason. Give me just a second. But so a Del Taco manager, he's in a lot of trouble after he was swearing at customers that were going through his drive-thru. I have to bear with me probably, Jason, because I think there may be an ad that plays before I can actually play the actual video here. But all right, no. Here we go. So let me read the backstory a little bit. This happened in Arizona. He's been fired, I guess. After actually, you have this news story too, Chris. Isn't
yeah,
news?
I do.
He was fired after a video of him swearing at customers in a drive-thru went viral this week. This is from globalnews.ca, whatever that is. Here we go. That's pretty much all they say in this news story. They just have quotes of what happened. So there's a video here, and it depicts a man in a woman in a car. They're in a going up to the drive-thru window, and here they are talking to the manager of this Del Taco.
Hey, bro. You want the whole story? He was probably taking your order.
That's the manager talking right now, by the way. So the manager starts us.
Hey, bro. You want the whole story? He was probably taking your order. I came here. No information.
So, but you don't have to act that way.
I don't give a f, bro.
You're gonna get fired. Ahead.
This is the manager right here.
All
right,
where are you gonna post it? YouTube? No one's gonna see it. Where are you gonna send it to?
To your boss, duh.
I am the boss. My dad's actually a owner, so good luck with that.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so his dad's the owner, and he thinks he can get away with anything.
I don't understand what happened.
Yeah, I feel like...
Okay, we keep it going. I think they get into it more.
I
think
this guy's clearly a douche.
You can say douchebag.
Douche. I was just going to say douche.
Okay, he's a douche.
Yeah, this guy's clearly a douche, but to be fair, we don't know what these people did to provoke him.
Right.
Bro, but like, you want to come over here? Where's my hot and mild sauce?
I order more food.
All right. Oh, they asked for hot and mild sauce. How dare they?
I didn't just...
Where's my hot and mild sauce?
I order more food. I didn't just come over here for the salsa. I ordered two tacos.
Okay, bro, that's cool. Like, bro.
I came back to buy more.
Okay, that's cool. But like, why you gotta give me toot about the sauce though?
Pissed you're off. Very upset because you're doing drive through. You're very upset because you're doing drive through. If you don't,
if I was the boss, I'd be at home, not right here, bro. Tending this window.
Yeah.
Boss. So.
Yeah, if I was a boss, I wouldn't be making as much right now, bro. Like.
This
I don't even know what is going on in this conversation.
Yeah, this is stupid.
These people are incoherent.
They're all arguing.
Three all three of them. Thank
they all
you.
Are.
This is dumb.
You're young and dumb.
He really doesn't have an idea what social media can
you,
do.
Jason.
To
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. I am young.
Idea what social media can do to somebody.
Yeah. Okay. To a workplace.
What intellectual conversation wow. do you want to tell? You want about political campaigns? That's right.
Wow.
So, what do you guys make of this whole phenomenon of, like,
pull
the
cell
YouTube,
phone out?
Yeah, revenge video?
That's exactly what I was thinking. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, immediately, if you have a confrontation with anyone, like, people just pull their phones out immediately now.
And yeah, like, YouTube, bro!
Back in the day, like, the fear was, like, oh, man, Big Brother, the government's gonna be watching me everywhere and everything I do. And, like, to a certain extent, that's true. But it seems like the real issue is just everybody else. Like, everybody is Big Brother now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah. You can't say or do
anything.
Like, if you piss somebody off, they are able to
rat you up.
Record your conversation, edit it to make you look like a moron, and, like, you get instantly vilified in the popular social media sphere and you're boned, you know? It can ruin people's reputations, mm-hmm. you know, maybe their lives. And, like, yeah, we just live in such a culture of outrage. Like, every time, say, a celebrity, like, you can't do anything wrong in this world without people getting all up in arms. And, yeah, we just live in outrage culture.
Yeah,
where it's like, how dare they?
Everyone is perpetually offended.
Yeah.
I blame Mark Zuckerberg for all of this. Without Facebook, it wouldn't be here.
I'm just trying to unite the world and make friends.
That's how we tie a show together.
Yeah.
Well done.
And remember to go to facebook.com/EJCShow.
Okay.
I'm Mark Zuckerberg.
Now let's hear Kermit.
You know, I... I hate to end the show right now because I want to end the show. We need to end the show. But did you guys see any of President Obama's White House Correspondents' Dinner speech?
No. I did not.
Oh, my God. He was hilarious.
That he Obama? Is our funniest president by far.
Well, he's our only president right now.
I mean, in history.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. All right, hang on. Give me a second.
Why were you defrocking me?
I don't know. I was playing around.
I have to make a note of that one.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one.
Oh, man.
This is rough.
You can't say defrocked on the radio?
You can say that. That's fine.
You just can't say what I said.
Can you say frock?
I don't know what that means.
Fraggle Rock?
To put a collar on priest, I guess?
You can say that. Sure.
Can you say a local priest frocked a young man?
You're dancing on quicksand.
Another young man who became a priest?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, actually, you can't say that.
What were we talking about?
I just would avoid that one.
Obama.
But
let's go back to that.
Quit trying to censor me, man.
It's not me. It's the government. Blame Obama.
Nah.
All right. Do you want to hear just a little bit of President Obama doing his White House correspondence thing?
I do.
He had a lot of really funny jokes. Let's go. Here he is. Okay, C-SPAN, it has a pop-up here. Here we go.
Here at this time, someone else will be standing here in this very spot, and it's anyone's guess who she will be, but but standing here, I can't help but be reflective.
What about Bernie?
A little sentimental. You know, 8 years ago, I said it was time to change the tone of our politics. In hindsight, I clearly should have been more specific.
Okay,
I like that one.
That was a good one. Let's go forward a little bit here. He had a lot of zingers. He had good writers.
He's got good timing,
despite
good delivery.
Yeah.
You don't think he wrote any of this?
No.
Not one.
He has no time. He's the president of the free world.
Yeah, but he's the last year. He's like just
I'm just going to sit around.
Writing it out. It's like senior year in high school. You just go.
Smoke some weed and write some jokes.
Yeah. Drink some alcohol. Yeah, whatever. It's like senior year in high school.
Despite all this, despite the churn, in my final year, my approval ratings keep going up. The last time I was this high, I was trying to decide on my major.
That's what we were just talking about, right?
It's pretty edgy. Not necessarily hilarious, but fairly edgy for a sitting president to
talk about being high.
Yeah. Which, I mean, the last three presidents have all admitted to prior drug use, but to like bring it up casually during your correspondence monologue is
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty bold. And he has a daughter in college, so
yeah.
Well, let me conclude tonight on a more serious note. I want to thank the Washington Press Corps.
Ah, never mind. We don't want any serious. I was trying to just go to something funny real quick, but whatever. There you go. A little bit of that. I thought he did a good job. Of course, you can watch that whole thing on the internet. That's it for us.
Another show.
Another show. Thank you. Another show. We'll just call
it. Yeah.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
You're welcome. Denver.
Yeah, you're welcome. Find us on iTunes. Search for Eddie, Jason, and Chris. Subscribe to the podcast there. You can catch all of our shows. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening on Adobe, of course. And welcome, 104.7, right?
Yep. It's great to be on the air.
Yeah, it's great to be on the air here in Denver.
Love Denver.
So.
All native residents, essentially.
Yeah.
Except Chris, he grew up in Detroit.
Yeah. Just like
to talk
just
about
like
it.
Eminem. All right, we'll see you next time, guys. Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Bye 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 bye.